intercession of the Holy Angel God for Israel. Amen.
I spent a couple of moments now looking at a very curious conversation that we learned about yesterday morning. Yaakov Avinu comes to Haran. He's looking for a girl to marry, a cousin. And the Torah gives us this whole lengthy conversation that seems utterly unnecessary for us to hear. Gemara tells us in Masechet Megillah, the Nevushla Hutzrich L'Daros Onuchtava, that only of all the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of episodes that happened during the time of Tanakh, the only ones that make it to Tanakh are the ones that are relevant, have eternal meaning for us in every generation. So we need to hear that the Yaakov comes to Haran and he meets Rachel. The Torah is long back and forth. He shows up and the shepherds are there and he says, "Hi, where are you from?" And they say, "We're from Haran." "Oh, do you know Lavan?" "Yeah, we know Lavan. How's he doing?" They said, "Well, actually, yeah, Shalom loves him. Actually, that's his daughter. He's great, and that's his daughter, Rachel." Somebody wondering, well, what's the point? Well, what do you need to hear all this? It was important for Yaakov to say it. He needs to make a conversation. Why do you need to hear it? And then what's all the more strange is that when he gets to the point that you think he's driving at, they say, "Well, actually, that's his daughter." Then he sort of makes this 90-degree turn and says, "By the way, what's with... Well, why are you guys here? Why are you out with the sheep? Why are you wasting time here? You have a job to do, and let the sheep drink, and then get back to grazing. Work isn't done yet." And they explain, "No, you don't understand. We haven't watered the sheep yet. We're waiting for everyone to get together so we can pry off the rock that locks the be'er." We know all this. We know all this. When we read this, we wonder, number one, what's why did the Torah tell us about the whole back and forth? And number two, if Yaakov trying to get to a point of meeting the young woman, they actually just said, "And there's Rachel." Now he does this down face and starts talking about the sheep and the shepherds. Which way does this conversation go? So Yaakov Kamenetsky makes an intriguing suggestion in his Sefer on Chumash Emes Yaakov. And he says, Yaakov Avinu has two different objectives here. The overall objective of the trip is he's looking to meet a young woman to marry. But these are not the shadchanim that he's looking for. Because Yaakov, as you know from the end of the Sefer, Yaakov was a man who was a great believer in working an honest hour. As a matter of fact, he is held up by the Gemara Masechet Bava Metzia, the Rav Hilchos Chiros, as Yaakov HaTzadik, the paradigm of you're paid to show up to work, you put in an honest hour, in the heat and the cold, as Yaakov tells Lavan at the end of 20 years. He shows up in Haran, and he sees something that horrifies him. He sees people that are acting, to his eye, entirely contrary to his own morals. He sees people who are hired to be shepherds, and just done for the day, even though the work day hasn't ended yet. These aren't the people he's going to ask to introduce him to a girl. These are not people that he holds up. They're the shadchanim. What he wants to do right now, his first objective, is I need to figure out how I can share tochacha. Not to tell them that they're wrong, tell them off to make themselves feel self-righteous. How can I share with them that they need to, how can I help them to change? So to do that, if he just wanted to make himself feel good by telling them you're wrong, he could just jump right into it. If he's looking to help them change, looking to help them grow, it needs to be a relationship first. You can't just jump into... what's with the sheep? Why are you done for the day? So he begins by playing Jewish geography, the first recorded instance of Jewish geography. Where are you from? Oh, do you know Lavan? Oh, how's he doing? And then the goal wasn't, can you introduce me to his daughter? Not with these people. That would happen later on. With these people, the goal is a little Jewish geography. Let's break the ice so we can have a conversation about serious things meaning honesty. And it's only after they explained to him, you misread the situation, you're very honest, we're not just idling, we're waiting for everyone to get together so that we can water the sheep and then get back out to the fields to continue grazing the sheep. At that point, he realizes, I misread you, you're fine people, and now let's go back to objective number two. You mentioned, now he moves on to meet Rachel. But the Torah, in fact, it's very much a Nevuah Shehutzrich L'Daros. The lesson is a lesson of recognizing that sharing tochacha is meant to be something that's of assistance. Shem Tochacha is meant to help people see how they could improve their lives, and no better way to do that than the context of a relationship. Kosh.